सार्वविघ्न विनाशनकारी श्री नृसिंहदेव जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम सिद्ध पाद परिव्राज का चतुजन निशान श्रीमद्भक्ति रख सिद्धर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम सिद्ध पाद परिव्राज का चतुजन निशान श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी महाराज की परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज का चतुजन निशान भक्ति कुमुद संत गोस्वामी महाराज की मित्र लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज का चतुजन निशान भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज का चतुजन निशान भक्ति शरण त्रिविक्रम महाराज की परम पूज्य पाद शिक्षा गुरु वर्ग की निशान सिंह भक्त सुंदर नारायण महाराज की दन विपाद की समागत भक्त वृंद की श्री हरिराम संकीर्तन की not even after speaking for about 3 days perhaps, because of short of time I could not finish the subject. It is Lord's desire. Everything is controlled by Him. Nobody can undo it. It must happen like this. You see, our most revered Gurudev used to say that Jiva Goswami, those persons who spoke something without understanding against Him, those pseudo sects, they are committing offense, because he is not an ordinary person. He has got affection for me. But I have got no capacity to serve him. We have to have faith in the writings of the personal associates of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kobi Karnapur. He is not deceiving the whole world. He has said it is Vilasa Manjari, his Gurudev is Rupa Manjari. They are personal associates of Supreme Lord. Their appearance, their making these pastimes or performing bhajan to show us that you should perform bhajan in this way. Nobody can be equal to him or to them. And actually Jiva Goswami saved the whole world. How? By defeating the world conqueror Digvijay Pandit, and he faced the record that Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were defeated by him. That record had been faced by him, by Jiva Goswami, at his young age. Nobody can have this sort of capacity. He is not an enslaved jivas of this world. He has been sent by Supreme Lord. So nobody can be equal to him. And also, he also refuted the contention of that Vaishnava.
Balaji.
Huh? Balaji. No, no. Not Balaji. Vishnu Swami Sampradaya.
Ballabhacharya.
Ballabhacharya. When he showed the defect of the Mangalacharan prologue, Mangalacharya, praying of the prayer, praying the benediction of Supreme Lord before writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That is called Mangalachar. And he showed defect. And these are the defects in your writing. Vallabhacharya. And Rupa Goswami did not say anything. He corrected after the direction. By seeing that Jiva Goswami was dissatisfied, there can be any mistake in my the writing of my Gurudev. What mistakes? Acharya has seen. I still have to talk to him. He went there and he asked, what defect you have? These are the defects. Then he refuted all his argument. And he was astonished to see such a scholar, revered scholar, I have not seen in my life. He can show my defects. But a young boy, we are seeing a young boy, but a young boy. He is a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by that, he has saved the whole world. Although Rupa Goswami is dissatisfied, showing we should not debate unnecessarily and we should pay respect, we should be humble. For that reason, he also showed that I am dissatisfied, we should go away from my place. And he had been to Nandaghat and found immense penance there. And afterwards, Sanatana Goswami brought him from that place. What Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami did, they are also correct. And what Jiva Goswami had done, that is also correct. You have to understand me. Both are correct. Different standpoints to teach. You should not debate unnecessarily with the worldly people. That is not good, you should not spoil your time of bhajan. For that reason, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have written, yes, we are defeated. He wants some name and fame, etc. Alright? But if that had been, that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami were defeated by him, then there will be some doubts in all persons that they were inferior to them. Inferior to their world conqueror. Worldly people will think that they have thought like this. So, by arguing, they efface their record. And it is the duty of it. Bona fide disciple to do this, to keep the dignity of Gurudev. So-called pseudo sect, Sahaja, they think he has got vanity. No, out of vanity he has not done this. Out of compassion to the conditioned souls of the world, he thought that I should argue with him and efface this record. Otherwise they will commit offense. All people commit offense to Rupa Goswami. If they commit offense, they cannot, they never go to that realm. And our Guru Maharaj used to say, in Sat Sandarbha or Satya Sandarbha, you will find 500 years back, at that time, how he could know that the human beings will have this sort of questions? These are all modern questions. 500 years back, our country is so different. At that time, British government was not there. Muslim rule was there. And completely different. Different environment. But at that time, how Jiva Goswami could know is all these questions, those now we are thinking, modern age, how he could know all these questions? And he cited those questions, referred those questions and gave answers. For Guru Maharaj used to say, now in this world, you will find so many questions there for you. And those questions came to his mind 500 years back. And replied to that. For that reason, you heard that Sudhin Ganguly of Bolpur Shantiniketan, Vishwabharati University, Vishwabharati, founded by Rabindranath Tagore, world-renowned professor of Vishwabharati. And he was astounded to hear the explanation of Priti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami writing from a Pandit, devotee Pandit. And afterwards, he wanted to hear about Chaitanya Charitamrita. When he heard about the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was also astounded. I never heard such poems, such hymns in Bengali. Where from this Pandit was quoting? Pandit did not say, because he heard that this person has got no respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without saying from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotee, without saying that, he was referring or speaking about the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he became very much surprised. But I have not heard such words. So impressive. Not, no word is unnecessary. Such a verse, a Bengali verse, I have not heard. It touched the heart. Then ultimately he said, whether you are speaking your own verse, or it is somebody else. Written in another book, and I am speaking from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is written, this Kaviraj written. Is there any book like this in Bengali? Then he wanted to hear. By hearing, everything has been changed. Here also, you see, in Jiva Goswami, this is not an ordinary capacity. About 500 years back, even 100 years back, when we were in our young age, at that time we had no such questions. Nowadays, when we go to India, they say, oh, Krishna is a superhuman being. Krishna cannot be Supreme Lord. Krishna is a great diplomat, politician, not only for foreigners, but our own people. And my friend of Cotton College, Guwahati, we are the same classmate. And I was there in hostel. And he was speaking with me, and he said, Krishna is the gay Lothari of Vrindavan. Gay Lothari means lumpot. Lumpot means he has got no character, characterless person, debauch. Krishna. Devatrine, debauch. I heard it, I did not like this, but I could not answer. But when I came in contact with Gaudiya Math Sadhus, Gurudev and others, then I learned, oh, this is the defect. Because he has got no belief in Supreme Lordship, Krishna. Krishna, out of compassion, is giving his service to devotees, to serve him, so that they can have contact with him. As much contact they will have with Krishna, so much they will get. Out of compassion, these Parakya Rosh, in general mass, we should not speak about this. But that is in our view, they always warning us. We should not, because they have got no knowledge, they have got no faith. Who is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna? If you speak this, they will think otherwise. Very fully, why you are speaking? You should speak about the biographies of Ambarish Maharaj, biography of Dhruva, Prahlad, and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made these pastimes. And Vrindavan Das Thakur has written it in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Vrindavan Das Thakur is war with Vedabhyasmani. Vedabhyasmani has written, narrated the pastimes of Krishna. And Vrindavan Das Thakur had the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is one with Vedabhyasmani. He has written the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Purushottam Dham when he was there in Narendra Sarovar, Chandan Sarovar. He held discourses on Srimad Bhagavat. And Vadadhar Pandit Goswami from Radhavad Vadadhar Goswami, he was holding discussion, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing from Vadadhar Pandit Goswami about the biographies of Dhruva and Prahlad. After hearing completely, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to hear about Dhrupadrita. Again. In this way, heard 100 times. Full, complete Dhruva Charitam, complete. Again he said, I want to hear again. Right? Actually he appeared for the original purpose of his appearance is to test his own sweetness by taking the form and mode of worship of Radharani. That is the original cause of his appearance. But what benefit he will get by hearing the biography of Dhruva and Prahlad? Why he showed this? And why it is written by him? Vrindavan Das. He has written it falsely to deceive others. He cannot write like this. But after hearing 100 times, we have not heard Dhruva Charitra fully. Completely. I have not heard also. From beginning to the end, Bhagavad. Only some teachings of Dhruva, etc., we have been hearing. But not from the beginning to the end. Because always moving. Difficult to go through Bhagavad. But continuously, uninterruptedly. Prahlad Charitra, am not yet gone to live in this mod. When I started, once I started the prayer of Prahlad to Vishnu Dev, it took 1 month, more than 1 month here in Calcutta mod. I have to discuss the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj to Nishimha Bhagavan. Every verse has got different meanings. I am not of the status of devotee of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur or our Gurudev. I am an unconditional soul. But those who have surrendered to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his absolute counterpart, every verse will be tested new. And every after explaining the verse again, he will think, I am not explaining. Because it's transcendental sound. It cannot be finished. It is one with Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord cannot finish Supreme Lord. The sound God. Each verse has got different meanings. And every time he was hearing from Gaudiya Pandit Goswami and he was tasting fresh sweetness. But if you hear about Vrupa Charitra once, we have already heard. It has become stale. We speak something new. Actually, we have not heard. When anybody hears it, then he will have the desire to hear again. I want to hear about this Vrupa Charitra again. After hearing, I want to hear again. 100 times after hearing, again I want, then you can hear. After hearing once or twice, you are speaking so old things, already I have heard it. What you are spoiling our time. I want to hear something new. It is not, Dhruva is not an ordinary person of this world, because he is a devotee of transcendental Supreme Person. So he has become also transcendental. Supreme Person is infinite. The devotee also has become infinite. Whatever they say, actually Dhruva is not speaking. Narayana was speaking through Dhruva. He tossed this concept on the cheek. And all the prayers are revealed in his heart. And Narayana was speaking through. Dhruva had no academic qualification. Only 5 years age. No scriptural knowledge. But was saying prayers which could not be understood by Rishi Munis, saints, great saints. They could not understand. Revelation, revealed the older through revelation, descending the tongue. Harikatha, enslaved jiva, conditioned soul cannot speak Harikatha. And Harikatha, by the caliber of worldly caliber, intelligentsia, worldly intellect, worldly mental capacity, he cannot speak Harikatha. Harikatha is one with Hari. Harikatha will descend to a completely surrendered soul. And that Harikatha is one with Hari. Very powerful. Very powerful. Even outwardly, you may see that the Shuddha Bhakta is not speaking, is singing the glories of Krishna. He was speaking ordinary words, but he was not speaking ordinary words. He was not speaking. Our Guru Maharaj was here. Guru Maharaj in this room. and he had the habit to meet all the visitors. After taking prasad, he used to take prasad. After Janmashtami, the whole day he observed complete fasting. On the next day, in the morning, he took some food for breaking the vow. And after that, you will stay there. And all the devotees are coming, 10,000 devotees. Not in Janmashtami will come. Devotees are coming or sitting. How many can sit? 40%. Not more than that. They are sitting and going, sitting and going. And Guru Maharaj is always speaking. And our Madan Prabhu brought prasad, because without offering to do this, nobody can take prasad there. Our Madan Prabhu said to Guruji, prasad is if you take. Guru Maharaj heard it, but did not go there. Speaking began at 5 p.m. and all have taken prasad, and that prasad has become cold and stale. Then and Madan Prabhu was very much angry. What is this? Guru Maharaj was talking at that time. One Marwadi gentleman, rich person of Marwadi province. I have never seen him. He came and sat there, and he was hearing. After hearing for half an hour, he stood and was going. Then our Guru Maharaj said, invite him. Today is Nandasav. I went there. Why you are going? After some time there will be Bhagarati. You have come, you take prasad. No, I shall come afterwards. He did not pay any attention to my request. He left just at midday again and sat. Now, after some time, there will be Bhagarati. I thought they had come to take prasad. But after sitting for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, he again came. Why you are going? No, not now. I am coming after. Now it is already there before. No, I said, there are 3 b.m. here again. The two batches have taken away, there are police there to control the crowd. He came and he sat and was hearing, and he became angry. He said to Guru Maharaj, whenever I come to you, you are always speaking. It is my question, when are you doing bhajan? I am not seeing you to worship. You are not doing bhajan, you are only talking. What is bhajan? Then he sat like Padmasan, lotus asana, like this. I was there. With posture, this is bhajan in a secluded place. Got to do this. This is bhajan. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, it may be bhajan to you, but it is not mine. I am not fit for this. If I do it in a secluded place, outside people will think, I have closed my eyes, I am meditating Sri Krishna. But I am moving from one thing to another. My mind is so fickle, moving from Calcutta to Delhi, Delhi to Bombay, and all these places. Outside person, he is meditating so much. It is not for me. It may be for you, but it is not for me. If I hear from a Shuddha Bhakta, then my mind becomes concentrated was the object of worship. Concentration will come to me by hearing Hari Katha from a Shuddha Bhakti. That is beneficial for me. If I remain in a secluded place, lonely place, and close the eyes, the closing eyes, that doesn't mean that I am meditating. Because all the worldly things are within me, and my mind is jumping like a monkey from one place to another. Outside people, they are thinking, oh, meditating. For me, it is not good. It is good if I hear Hari Katha from a Shuddha Bhakta. Then the purpose of concentration will get. Purpose of concentration, to meditate means to concentrate our mind to the object of worship. By meditating we shall not be able to concentrate. But at this stage we have to hear Hari Katha with one point of devotion and attention, then our mind may be concentrated. Even in hearing Hari Katha, my mind may go to different places. Because Gurudev, Vaishnav, they will be dissatisfied if I do not sit in Hari Katha. Oh, why you have come here? You are not sitting. So for that reason, out of fear, sometimes in one place in Hyderabad, where that is, one place, it is even declared, that those who will not Hari Katha, hear Hari Katha, they will not be given prasad. They are all of become devotees. They sit there. They are hearing. And the Vaishnava asks, what I have said? Tell me. Oh, my mind is somewhere else. I was thinking when I shall take food. Not thinking about the Hari Katha, thinking about. But if the condition was imposed that if you do not hear Hari Katha, you will not be given prasad. And how I shall survive? Say, let me sit. But thinking, my mind is somewhere else. If I go to Vrindavan and think about Eugene, where I am. And in Vrindavan or Eugene? What again? Where?
Eugene.
Where your mind exists, you exist there. By here staying in Calcutta, if you think about Vrindavan Chandra Krishna, where you are? You are in Vrindavan. For that reason, with concentration, when in hearing also, we may hear, may seek to hear, my mind may be somewhere else. But if I speak, you have to speak Hari Katha. And if my mind thinks other matters excepting Hari Katha, then my talk will be irrelevant talk. There will be no relevancy. Because I am not speaking Hari Katha. My mind is somewhere else. As long as if you have to speak Krishna Katha, you have to remember what I have heard from Gurudev, what I have gone through Srimad Bhagavat, the Gita and all this. You have to remember that. Then if you speak for half an hour, you are saved from thinking of one. You are forced. If you go on speaking half an hour, and if you continue with 1 hour you are saved. Because there was no scope to think other matters. We have to speak about Krishna Katha. The Krishna Katha, whatever you heard, you have to remember. Your mind will be engaged there. And if you continue it for 24 hours, then that person is the realist person. And my present plight is this, such very hopeless plight that I cannot speak. You should not speak. Those speaking, you should meditate. What I should meditate? Because all the thoughts of the world within me are there. Those will come up at the time of meditation. And outside people think, oh, Swamiji is in the lonely in the room, very performing well. Bhajan, Nijjan Bhajan, lonely Bhajan. But I am the hot envy, and I know. Person who is speaking always Harikatha, as our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was always speaking Harikatha. And whenever anybody disturbed him, today, now it has become one PM, after midday, all are taking, they are ready to take prasad. You should take prasad. Then he thought, you are not allowing me to speak Harikatha. You are not allowing me. You are disturbing me. I felt disturbance. We heard from Guru Gurudev. Always speaking Harikatha. Always. But now my condition is such. I have been put in such a position. You should not speak Harikatha. And very Harikatha should be restricted. If you could speak Harikatha, then your heart will be, there will be something in the heart and you will die. So you should not speak. You should not speak loudly. You should not chant the holy name loudly. You should inside in the heart. Yes, mentally also we can do. And on the other day, I was there in the sleeping. I thought that I was doing Vritta Kirtan, dancing and also revival and all this. But I was seeing so many devotees, but no devotee came to me to say, you should not sing so loudly. You have got heart disease. And they are also hearing. What is this? Because they should come and say, you should not so loudly, you should not. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo Mali. Jai Rao, Jai Rao. Nobody was coming. Then when I came to sense, oh, I am seeing this dream. Actually it is dream. In dream, I was seeing that I was dancing. I was doing that, nobody, I could not recognize, because my attention is there for dream. And so many devotees, I felt that, but particularly I have not seen anybody. And they are not coming to say, stop. They have been prohibited. Yes, so. I agree. So mentally I can do. Mentally I can do. Is that it? Third difficulty. Here, Jiva Goswami, now above the Narottam Thakur, Srinivasamananda Prabhu, Jiva Goswami, after the disappearance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, he became the head of all the supreme head of all the Vaishnavas of Orissa, Bengal, and Gaurdesh and Vrindavan. And when Srinivasacharya Samananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur were there, Samananda Prabhu, his Gurudev was, his previous name was Dukhi Krishna Das. First name Dukhi. After that, after getting Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, Hridayananda Prabhu, Krishna Lila Hridayananda, his name was Dukhi Krishna Das. And by taking the permission of Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, was devotee of Krishna, the friendship relation. So he has got the aptitude to serve Krishna with friendship relation. He came to Vrindavan and it is the desire, it was the desire of his Gurudev that Hare Krishna should submit to Jiva Goswami, to associate with Jiva Goswami. Jiva Krishna Das took shelter at the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami and was hearing Bhagavad. And associating with Jiva Goswami, he had got the aptitude to serve Krishna with Madhur Ras. Now so called pseudo sect, you see, the Sahaja Sampradaya, they said Jiva Goswami has got no interest into Parakya Ras. But how Dukhi Krishna Das got this inspiration by association with Jiva Goswami, his mind has changed. He wanted to serve Krishna as Gopi Bhav, being graced by Jiva Goswami. And while in the Rash Mancha, he was with the broomstick, he was sweeping the place, cleaning the place, and that's when he got the necklace of Radharani. And how he could got this? By that he put it here, and it is over in Nupur. Nupur Tilak you will find in Samananda Prabhu, school of thought, the Nupur Tilak, for that is. And his Gurudev was Sakkarash. He had committed offense? No. It is the grace of his Gurudev. He is serving Krishna more accurately by taking this Madhurur Mudra. Sakkarash is within that. He had not committed offense. But in association with the Jiva Goswami, and his name has been changed, and our Jiva Goswami put the name, his name as Samananda, Sur name, a name descriptive of his quality, that is called Sur name. His name was Dukhi Krishna Das. As he was giving happiness to Radharani and Krishna, Samananda, Sam means Krishna, he is giving happiness to Krishna, so his name was Samananda. This name was given by, or the surname has been given by Jiva Goswami. And also Srinivas Acharya, not title or degree, this is not academic university degree, this is surname, you understand, not nickname, surname. Surname means descriptive, the name is described, you understand surname? That he kept surname of Dukhi Krishna Das Samananda and Narottam Thakur and also Srinivas Acharya. And after that they became all devotees of Radha Krishna by the company of Jiva Goswami by his grace. And all his writings and the writings of Sara Goswami he gave them. Take this to Bengal in a trunk, in a sage, in a chest, very big, weaker by the message, big size. And you have to take it to Bengal, safely you should take it. It should not be lost. I should speak about this tomorrow again.
It's tomorrow again. Time is already over. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.